In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Blessed Feast of All Saints. So we celebrate this Feast of All Saints, fittingly, 1 week after the Sunday of Pentecost. So after a week of celebrating, of no fasting for the Feast of Pentecost, at which the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and was poured out upon all the flesh of every human being in the world, we culminate with this Sunday, after which we enter into the Apostles' Fast until the Feast of Saints Peter and Paul. And this year, that's just one day. Now, the word saints, you may have heard me say this before in conversation. The word saint in English is kind of an interesting thing. It is the only language, to my knowledge, and I'm sure I'll be corrected as soon as I say this, or maybe after church. But to my knowledge, it is the only language, perhaps one of the few, that has a different word for holy and saint. In Greek, it's agios, right? If we want to say Saint Peter, it's agios Petros, right? Or, you know, holy bread, it's agios artos. It's the same word. And the same thing in Spanish, santos or santa. But in English, for some reason, we have holy and saint. But they mean the same thing. They're referring to exactly the same thing. That these saints that we're celebrating today are the holy ones of God. They are God's holy ones. We heard in today's epistle that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And every time you hear that, I want you to look around and see the great cloud of witnesses that we are surrounded with. The holy men and women who have shared our faith throughout the centuries and have shown us what it is to be a Christian. We know of these ones. Got a whole list in my service book back there. But there's many, many more that we don't know. And so today we celebrate all of them. All those who have gone before us to their rest. We say in the liturgy, forefathers, fathers, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith. And that's going back, not just from the time of Christ to now, but going back to Adam, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, these patriarchs of our faith, all the way through today, you and I. By their words and their deeds, the saints, the holy ones of God, through their struggles and ascetic labors, in prayer and fasting and worship, through their humility and devotion to God, they have shown us the example of the life in Christ. The same life that each of us entered at our baptism. And we have incredible examples in the faith. The lives of the saints are such a wonderful, wonderful tool for our spiritual growth. Get to know them. Start with your patron saint. Get to know their life. Pray to them daily. You know, we have... You can go to mommy. We have in the little pocket prayer book that many of us have. If you don't have one, they are available in the bookstore. Maybe a red one. We have a prayer to your patron saint. It's very simple. It's a very easy one to memorize and say as part of your morning prayers. Say as you are going about your day, as soon as you enter into some trouble. Pray unto God for me, O holy saint, or in my case, I would say, holy martyr Christopher, well-pleasing to God, for I turn unto thee, who art the speedy helper and intercessor of my soul. Amen. Very simple prayer. Ask for their prayers. For they stand eternally in the presence of God and worship of Him. They're there. They're closer than we are. So what better opportunity to receive God's intercession, just as we ask you and I, you know, one another to pray for each other. We have a whole list of people that we pray for in the entrance. And yet, here I am as I say these names, myself, a sinner who has a lot of work to do yet. But what better intercessor than the saints in heaven? Get to know other saints. We have a calendar, a rich calendar full of these wonderful saints. And their lives are posted online everywhere. If you go to the Antiochian Archdiocese webpage, they'll have the Saint of the Day. The OCA Archdiocese website has a really good full explanation of their life. We get really good at learning and being very interested in the drama of characters on TV or movies or books or whatever. You know, if I ask my kids any question about, you know, Percy Jackson or Harry Potter, one of these guys, they'd be able to tell me lots of things. And yet we don't spend the same amount of time getting to know the details of the Friends of Christ. Let's get to know their drama, their lives, their examples. And as St. Paul says, be imitators of these holy ones of God. Now some may say that the saints live such incredible lives, there's no way that I could live up to it. That's them way up there, but I'm me way down here. Again, in today's epistle, we heard that the saints stopped the mouths of lions. They quenched raging fires, escaped the edge of the sword. They won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. The women received their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release, that they may rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking, scourging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two. They were tempted, they were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, and ill-treated. That's them. But I can't do all that stuff, right? I'm not expected to do all of that stuff, right? Probably not all of it, but perhaps some of it. And it's not impossible for us. They are people, just like you and I. Humans who faced temptation and fell to sin on occasion. And we, like them, have been renewed in the waters of baptism and have been sealed in the same Holy Spirit which they received. Their holiness and sanctity, like ours, is not derived from themselves, from their own efforts and actions. They are holy because they live their life completely, or wholly, in and for God. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit makes it possible for us to rise above our fallen state and to progress towards holiness, sainthood. In fact, this is what God commands us to do. Be holy, for I am holy. What makes a person a saint is, rather than their actions, is the focus and direction of their lives. I often put myself, my comfort, and my desires ahead of God. Or perhaps I elevate a spouse, my spouse, or a friend or loved one to that same level. Then my love, which ought to be directed toward God, instead becomes love of self, of others, or of possessions. But if I want to be a Christian, if I want to be holy, my love of God must exceed anything else. when we love God first and seek His kingdom above all else, that same God who already loves us helps us with those things that we struggle with. Praying, fasting, giving, forgiving, even martyrdom. And these struggles, if our love is directed first and foremost to God, are no longer struggles, but joys. They become not impossible, but the only possible thing. There's an oft misunderstood, in my opinion, verse from Scripture where St. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. St. Paul was not talking about acing a test. He was not talking about getting a job or even summoning the strength, which he refers to lift a heavy object. He continues to say, I have learned to be content in all situations, facing times of plenty and hunger, abundance and want. He wrote this letter about patient endurance and bearing your cross in the faith while he was imprisoned. It's about enduring all things for the sake of Christ. And just before that well-known verse, St. Paul says, Brethren, join in imitating me and mark those who so live as you have an example in us, these holy ones. So there, others, their destruction, their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our, the Christians, our commonwealth is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The saints, brothers and sisters, do not hope in things of this world, but have lived their life here on earth, joined to the kingdom of heaven instead. We honor them for their example, and we ask them to pray on our behalf. This is the Christian life, that we endeavor each day to become counted among God's holy ones, that we run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Christ today in the gospel challenges us to love him more than father and mother, more than son or daughter, and to take up the cross that he has set before us and follow him, so that we, following the apostles and all the saints, might receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. Through the prayers of the Holy Fathers and of all thy saints who have been well-pleasing unto thee throughout the ages, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.